Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lane Bajardi, and here are today's top local stories. No 90-degree heat today, but we have a lot of clouds and we're under a flood watch. Let's get the latest from AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz.
Yeah, Lane, it has that look that it could just rain at any point, but looking at the radar, not a lot of rain here across the tri-state, though, tracking some showers. Moving from south to north along the Jersey Shore, we'll see a shower or a stray thunderstorm in spots here for this afternoon. A bigger risk for rain will come into the picture tonight, especially after midnight through tomorrow morning. That's when we could see more flooding downpours that could lead to the risk for flooding across the region, hence that flood watch in effect through the day tomorrow. And after the rain, it's all about the heat. Couldn't escape that. We're heading up into the 90s Sunday, Monday, and into the middle of next week. Lane, back to you.
Log it into 1010 Winds for frequent AccuWeather updates. This may be the day the Dow Industrial Average closes above 40,000 for the first time ever. Let's get the very latest now live from Bloomberg's Andrew O'Day.
Right now, we've got the main indexes up more than 1% across the board. Dow is at 40,201. That's a gain of 447 right now. NASDAQ up 249. S&P up 65. Dow and S&P in fresh record territory. Traders are brushing off today's weak reading of consumer sentiment to focus on prospects for Fed Reserve interest rate cuts that could ultimately benefit corporate America as well as anyone trying to borrow money. Data also show producer prices climbed slightly more than forecast last month, but the categories used to calculate the Fed Reserve's preferred inflation measure are not so bad. So once again, not so bad as Wall Street. Dow up 441, above 40,000, Lane.
Andrew O'Day at Bloomberg, lock it in to 1010 Winds for Money Watch reports at 26 and 56 past every hour as we watch the market. A toddler fatally struck by a car last night in Harlem. It's the latest in an alarming trend of pedestrian deaths on the rise in the city.
Pedestrian fatalities trending in the wrong direction. In fact, headed toward possibly the highest level in a decade. In this case, a 3-year-old girl struck and killed by an SUV, 135th and Lenox. Alexis Sledge with Transportation Alternatives.
When we have these horrible crashes, these horrible fatalities, it should be an immediate call to action for every single leader in New York City to make a change. We have so much data on which of our streets are dangerous, which of our intersections are dangerous, and yet they remain dangerous for years and years and years and years. And so how can you call it an accident if we have a street, we have an intersection that's been dangerous time and time and time again, and even deadly time and time again?
She tells us raised crosswalks and pedestrian islands here are a must. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 135th here in Harlem.
Long Island man's been sentenced to 3 to 9 years behind bars now for stealing a Queens home out from under its elderly owner. Prosecutors say 48-year-old Marcus Wilcher of Bayshore used forged documents, created a character posing as the owner's son to steal the deed. Wilcher went on to sell the East Elmhurst home to a developer for $320,000. Queens DA Melinda Katz says her office will not allow scam artists to get away with targeting vulnerable people and robbing them of their most valuable asset. Another valuable asset we have, our data. There are companies making billions on it. Now AT&T customers are facing a massive data breach, and it affects the information of nearly every one of their 114 million customers.
Information about phone calls and texts sent and received by AT&T subscribers from May to October of 2022 was illegally downloaded from a third-party cloud workspace this past April. The company stresses that the actual calls and texts were not part of the data breach, and that one person has been arrested.
Correspondent Jim Ryan, the company also says the breach data isn't believed to be publicly available at this point. This is the second data breach at AT&T to come out this year. Back in March, the company said a data set found on the dark web contained information including social security numbers for about 7.6 million customers that are current and over 65 million who no longer use the company. A controversial program in Nassau County sees armed residents becoming part of a militia of sorts to be called upon in case of an emergency.
Here are some of the special armed deputies who have been trained: a retired NYPD inspector, a retired Marine sergeant, and a licensed armed guard. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman says another 50 people will be trained by the end of the year.
It would only be in an emergency like we saw with Superstorm Sandy, when people couldn't get to work, government buildings, hospitals, schools were all left unprotected.
But this is controversial. Democrats and some parents are worried worried about people being able to use guns.
God forbid we do have to mobilize, that I'm not scrambling around at the last minute looking for qualified people or willing to serve. So a lot of people have tried to say it's a militia, and I think that's it's really denigrating.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.